things get a little bit grim.
But this is especially heinous.
Did you tell the police that she was murdered, May?
Nope.
Witchy ghost stuff.
Ah! That made me scared.
A spooky girl amateur hour.
I swear, we have the cutest, like, fan base.
Yes.
They're is it a fan base? So they're just like cute. Our friends. I can't consider somebody a
they're
fan.
Just like strangers that listen to us talk sometimes.
I know, and but like they're all so stinking cute.
And wholesome.
Oh my gosh.
The messages, you guys, they're so cute. I can't take it.
Taylor and I will text about them for days.
Our entire conversations have stopped. Our like normal banter about friendship is still occasional, but mostly it's just screenshots.
Like, look! Look how cute the fans! They love us! We love them!
It's so cute. I never thought. I never would have dreamt.
I never thought that like a stranger that we didn't know in real life would ever like listen.
Right.
Let alone like ask us if we have merch and like want to like follow us and like people binge listen. Oh yeah. My God. It makes my heart.
People post about us in their Instagram stories.
Oh, like it makes my knees weak.
I know. It makes me smile so hard. It makes my eyes like close.
I just can't. We love you so much. This is a little bit grim.
Welcome. That's Jenny on that side of the table.
That's my best friend Taylor over there.
Oh, hello.
What up, Wichita?
Not a lot, yo. Oh. What up, Wichita?
Rad.
I'm like totally bugging.
What?
I pulled that one out on Ryan the other day and he was like, the fuck?
What? Ian called me an 800-year-old bog witch the other day.
Excellent.
Because I called, we're looking at land.
Yeah.
To like
build
upon.
Okay.
Have a homestead.
Ooh, yeah. Are you going to build a podcast room or no?
Yes.
We're moving to the space, though.
Yeah, we are. However, I have a loft.
Ooh.
In this, he got the blueprints and the floor plans of the house. So we know what house we're building. We just need to find like a place to build it and then to build it.
I've heard that Leo is really great.
That's where we're looking. I know. Well, and they have, listen, land is hard to like look for in advance.
Oh, okay.
Just because like if somebody lists a parcel,
mm-hmm.
that it's gone.
Oh.
So that is why Ian called me an 800-year-old bog witch. He roasted me for calling a parcel of land a parcel. And I'm like, that's what it is. He was like, oh yeah, does it come via the Pony Express in your while you're washing your clothes in the river? Like ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding.
Oh my gosh. I was like, Ian.
It's a parcel of land.
What else are you supposed to call it? Yeah, a plot?
He's a plot.
A plot of land?
He said, you can just call it land. No.
That's not fun.
It's a parcel. I'm pretty sure. I'm gonna text our realtor and like clarify.
Yeah. Please do.
I'm pretty sure that it's just a parcel. Right? Am I wrong? Do you call a parcel of land a parcel? What do you call land? Let us know. Send us a DM. Send us a DM along with your spooky stories.
Yes.
Which is great because we have a couple to read to you today.
Yes, we do.
On today's grab bag.
Yes. Yep. Hold on, let me pull mine up. Let me get all prepped because I suck at life and I'm not ready for anything.
You're fine.
Are you going to go first?
I am going to go first.
Okay,
I'm just
going
to take the freaking reins on this because I want to talk to you about how you yourself can clone your very own president. Now, this auction will be happening when you're listening to this. It has happened in the past.
Oh, okay.
But for us, it's next week. President's Day just passed, and now there's a chance to own a quirky piece of White House history. Locks of George and Martha Washington's hair.
No!
Andrew Johnson's order of National Day of Mourning after Abraham Lincoln's assassination, and the pen that Warren Harding used to end U.S. involvement in World War I are among a trove of nearly 300 presidential artifacts hitting the auction block. Did I tell you that I'm learning how to auctioneer?
No.
I've been watching YouTube videos. I'm not very good yet, but I can do like the one bit of mon, two bit of mon, three bit of mon, four. Do I hear five bit of mon?
Why are we doing this?
It's just for fun.
Okay. You don't have time for another hobby, babe.
It's just been like loosey-goosey, like whenever you get around to it. It's like Duolingo.
Okay.
But for Iowa.
Iowa?
That's where a lot of auction houses are. They auction cattle.
You can't move to Iowa.
I don't want to move to Iowa, but I do want to be able to talk really fast and whip it out in parties. Anyway, Boston-based RR Auction.
So sorry. Okay.
Boston-based RR Auction said online bidding gets underway this Thursday, and runs through February 18th.
I'm scared.
Other items auctioned include John F. Kennedy's crimson Harvard sweater and a photograph of Lincoln and his son, Tad, signed by Lincoln himself. There are also numerous documents and personal papers signed by John Quincy Adams, James Monroe, James Madison, Andrew Jackson, Martin Van Buren, Zachary Taylor, Millard Fillmore, who's one of my favorites, James Buchanan, Ulysses S. Grant, James Garfield, and others. So if you are willing to drop a pretty penny, you too can have a piece of George Washington's hair.
This is how the zombie apocalypse gets started.
This is Build a Bear for presidents.
I don't like it.
I'm into it. I want to know how much somebody's going to buy his hair for.
Oh, I can't wait to see the price list after it's over. How many money dollars
did somebody pay?
Are the American people going to be paying for this?
It seems like a weird thing to do, to auction off such items. Like, it's not going for, like, a charity that I could
Where's
find.
Where's it going?
I don't know.
Who's going to profit off of this?
Somebody. It's not the American people, for sure, but somebody.
The Smithsonian?
I don't know.
Lord, hopefully it's a museum.
I would pray to any gods that will listen, that it's for, like, a noble cause. But I couldn't find any evidence.
A presidential clause. Sorry.
That was dumb.
Yes.
I liked it a lot.
I am dumb.
I know you're not. Don't say things like that. That's my best friend.
I'll do what I want. Are you ready to hear about some dumb criminals?
Oh, hell yeah.
All right, this one's a shorty, but... This story comes to us from Kansas in December of 2019.
Okay.
36-year-old Eric Dean McCracken was pulled over, reason unknown, and was arrested for driving with a suspended license. Oh. After the arrest, it was discovered that the Chevy Trailblazer he was driving was also stolen.
Oh. Outstanding.
A few hours later, Eric called his little bro, Keith McCracken, to come bail him out of jail. On his way to jail, police attempted to pull over Keith McCracken, but he did not comply and led deputies on a short chase.
What?
He was finally apprehended, and it was discovered that Keith was also driving a stolen Chevy SUV.
What? Wait, why does this sound familiar?
I don't know.
Okay.
I just found it on the internet.
I love it.
The brothers were reunited in the Jackson County Jail. That's all I have.
We are family. I love that.
Ding dongs.
Like, bro, you're supposed to pick me up from jail, not get in jail.
Right? Like, now what do? We gotta call mom.
Mom.
Oh, can you imagine that conversation?
We stole both your cars. Can you come pick us up? And she's like, no, you stole my cars.
You can stay in jail where you were at. Oh my
God. Better call an Uber. Oh, I love that. Okay, are you ready? This one is a wild ride.
Yes, I'm always ready for a wild ride.
In the summer of 2021, the beekeepers of Brooklyn were very alarmed to see that their bees had started glowing red.
The summer of 2021 hasn't happened yet.
Oh, I lied. It's the summer of 2012. You see.
I was like, oh, it's a prediction. It's and then I was like, wait, this sounds very much like it has happened.
It's a prophecy.
A bee prophecy.
What, summer of 2012. I don't know.
Okay, got it. Okay, bees.
One summer.
Yeah,
in
many
Brooklyn,
years ago.
Beekeepers were very alarmed to see that their bees had started glowing red and making a deep red-colored honey that looked like blood.
What?
But tasted very good.
What the? What?
They ate it.
I probably wouldn't eat it.
I would.
I would
like to say that I would have the sense not to, but I don't. I don't have the sex.
I don't think that you would. I don't think that you would.
I watched a video of a girl eat a cricket today. It really made me uncomfy. Okay. That has nothing to do with this.
Anyway.
So the beekeeper sent samples to the New York State apiculturist who reported back that the strange substance was actually red dye number 40.
What?
The bees had been dyeing themselves with it. And where were the bees getting access to red dye number 40, you ask? Well, it was the maraschino cherry factory in Red Hook, of course. It was an incredibly hot summer, and so the bees had been drinking the maraschino juice as nectar. This put a lot of focus on the maraschino factory, and in 2015, the EPA was sent into the factory to investigate wastewater disposal. During the inspection, the owner of the factory, Arthur Mondello, said to the inspector, "Excuse me, I must use the restroom." He then promptly excused himself and went into the restroom and shot himself in the head.
What?
Subsequently, the EPA, during the inspection, found a false wall and pushed through it and found a huge marijuana growing operation in the basement of the factory.
Hold on. Hold on. I am lost. I have lost my way. I need to find my way back to the light. I don't know what's happening.
Okay. Ask me questions.
Why did the guy go into the factory?
The inspector
went
into the factory to investigate why the bees had access to this juice.
Okay.
They were looking at their wastewater disposal.
Why were they looking at wastewater disposal?
Because they thought that that's how the juice got outside of the factory and, like, dumped into nature where the bees were feeding on it.
Okay.
So they were looking at the practices of the factory.
I see. Okay. They just wanted to make sure that they weren't, like, disposing of the waste improperly.
Correct.
Okay, cool. So Inspector Dude walks in and is like, you know what? Here and now, this is the time. I'm going to go to the bathroom. And then
the owner of the factory.
Oh, okay.
Was with the inspector and halfway through the inspection said, please excuse me, I must go to the restroom.
Okay, so the owner.
The owner went into the restroom and shot himself in the head.
Because he knew that something was not good.
They knew that they were going to find his giant illegal pot growing operation.
Okay, all right, it's all becoming clear to me now.
Yeah. It's
all coming back to me. We're going to get sued for that song.
I know.
That song specifically is going to be our
share. Job. Don't copy strike.
Please
us.
Don't. We love you in burlesque.
We love you so much. And, like, really not that many people listen to us. So, like, it's fine.
Okay. All right. Okay. I think that I have that. Is that all you have to tell me?
That's it. The bees don't drink the juice there anymore.
How did the juice get outside?
They were distracted by the marijuana growing operation.
We don't know. Okay.
We never got around to it. We had larger fish to fry.
Jesus. Oh, you were not lying. That was a wild ride.
It took a turn. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Excellent.
Okay.
Sorry I made you tell that story like four times.
That's okay.
My brain
There's a lot to get through.
Wow. How did you find that?
TikTok.
Oh, TikTok. We gotta love it.
Uh-huh.
All right. Sagada, the Philippines, is home to the Igorot tribe. Because it is a mountainous region, they had to get real crafty with their structures so they could maximize farmland. In so doing, many centuries ago, they decided that instead of burying their dead, they would hang the coffins from the side of mountains.
Beautiful.
Yeah. In addition to practicality, they believe that moving the bodies of the dead higher up brings them closer to their ancestral spirits. And the elderly often feared being buried in the ground. They did not want to think about having water leak into the coffins and decomposing that way.
Sure.
And they wanted their bodies to be safe after death.
Yeah.
Soledad Bellingham was a retired school teacher of this tribe, and she said, there are two fears of being buried. First is that the dogs will come to eat the corpse, so the coffins are placed high up on a cliff out of their reach. Secondly, years ago, during the headhunting days, savages from different parts of Kalinga and eastern Bontoc province, our enemies, would hunt our heads and take them home as trophy. There's another reason why the dead were buried high up, so nobody could reach them. The coffins are tied or nailed to the side of the cliff, and most only measure a little over 3 feet in length.
Oh.
Because they are buried in the fetal position.
Oh.
The Igorots believe that you should leave the world the way you entered it. The corpse is wrapped like a basketball, says Soledad. On the way there, mourners who do their best to grab it and carry it because they believe it is good luck to be smeared with the dead's blood. The fluid from the corpse are thought to bring success and to pass on the skills of the deceased to those who come into contact with them during the funeral procession.
I was really on board with that until you got fluid. There. Yeah, until you talk about dead body juice. Blech, I can't.
No, I don't care what crafty tasks you have. I don't want.
I was on board. It sounds unsanitary.
Honestly. Okay. The newer coffins are about 6 feet in length because the relatives of the deceased are afraid to break the bones of their loved ones, which is what would have to happen in order to bury them in the fetal position. This is a tradition that is slowly dying out as they find ways to bury loved ones in places that the living can visit.
Oh.
But that is the story of the hanging coffins in the Philippines.
I think that's like a really, I have such a fascination with the way that different cultures bury their dead and deal with grief and loss. It's just so vast, and it is also like equally sacred.
Yeah,
it's amazing. I love it.
I am very fascinated by, even in the United States, different cultures' way of burying, and not even different cultures, but different geographical locations. Mm-hmm. Like in New Orleans, all of the graves are above ground
because the ground is so wet. Yep.
I think that that's fascinating that they had to figure out a new way to adhere to this tradition. And I'm also fascinated by the American way of the funeral business, because it is a business.
It is a huge moneymaker.
Yeah. And as somebody who's gone through entirely too many funerals.
Had to plan too many funerals.
Yeah. I am happy to give people advice on like what to look for, what to ask for, how to save yourself some money. Your loved one does not want you to spend tens of thousands of dollars on a funeral. They don't.
No.
Unless they say that in their will, they don't.
Unless you're my mom.
Unless you're my mom. In which case, she's already picked everything out.
She has picked everything out and she has planned an extraordinary event.
I can't wait. Well, I can.
Well, yes, but...
This is how I die.
I'm gonna throw up.
Oh no. Oh no.
I cannot wait.
I'm so sorry. It's okay. I'm such an asshole. I can't.
Jean, are you crying? Are you crying?
I don't know. My cheeks are so bad.
Oh my god. Let's give Taylor a moment. Jean would be very like thrilled to hear that you were excited. She also is. She picked out her little outfit.
I'm glad that she's already picked all of these things out.
Yes. Well, it will. It's so just from like the difference in the way, because like dad passed very suddenly.
Yeah.
And versus like the experience with it. It's just different.
It's very different. The same thing with my mom. Like my mom passed very suddenly and then my dad had everything picked out because he knew he was dying.
Yeah.
And not having to do those little decisions was such a godsend.
Yeah.
Not having to pick out what he was wearing.
No, because
he picked it out.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to think, like, is this what she would have wanted? Like, would she be happy with this? Is this what?
Right. Like, we knew he wanted to be cremated. We knew where he wanted his ashes to go. We knew all of those things. Mm-hmm. Where my mom, I didn't even know if she wanted to be cremated or buried.
Right.
That was a decision I had to make, which, like, ooh.
That's a huge decision to make on somebody's behalf.
Right. So this is our little PSA, like, go ahead and just have a little convo with your loved ones.
It's okay to talk about it happening because it will happen to every single person.
Yep.
And talking about it and being prepared doesn't make it something that is going to happen any sooner or any later. It just makes the process easier.
Right. Because if you're the one that's passed on, you don't have to deal with the repercussions. It's the person that's left behind that has to make these decisions.
Yes.
And make the choices and be coherent enough in those times of grief. And if somebody is taken too soon or it's a shock, you're not in a mental state to make these decisions.
No, you can't. It's impossible for you to be able to process that much. And it happens so quick.
So fast in your entire life. stops.
Mm-hmm.
And you
simultaneously then accelerates 500 miles per hour.
Absolutely. And you have to hope that there's somebody in your corner that can go with you and talk you through mm-hmm. the ins and outs with a clear head.
Somebody there who is able to kind of navigate through the waters while you were just like floating
yeah.
at sea trying to survive.
You're like a little tugboat.
Find your tugboat.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's okay to be a buoy. Let a tugboat in.
Yeah. You just stay afloat. That's all we want.
Your only job is to stay afloat.
Yeah. Even if it's just like mouth and nose above water.
That's it. It's okay if you even stop swimming. That's what the tugboat is there for.
Yeah. We're going to get you a little life raft under there. It's going to be fine.
It's all good.
Wow. That
it's not all good, but it will be all good. Anyway, how to deal with death 101 with Taylor and Jenny.
Should have been the name of our podcast.
Seriously.
Dark humor.
There's a local
it's death. The only thing we know.
That's because it's the only
thing. I can't wait. Oh my God. Please shoot me in the head. Okay. Anyway.
Wait, well, I hated that you verbalized that.
Sorry.
I will not. I don't know how to load a gun. Okay.
Dark.
Yes. Okay. We have a listener story.
I'm so excited.
From Brittany.
Yes.
They did not send us their pronouns.
Okay.
And that is totally fine.
For sure.
So, Brittany.
It is not our tripod, Brittany. Just.
Oh, yes.
As we've talked about her many times, it is not the person that we've referred to in the past.
Our triad.
Yes.
Here. This is a different Brittany. And Brittany has this to say. Growing up, my family lived in a very haunted house. Every person who lived in that house has experienced more than one paranormal event.
Ooh.
A lot happened, but I'll give you guys just a few highlights. I was young, around 7, when we moved there, but I'm pretty sure it started with seeing shadows pass us out of the corner of our eyes or thinking you saw something, but nothing was really there.
Mm.
Obviously, things progressed throughout the years. One of my mom's favorite ghosty stories to tell involved a tiny wicker chair that was used for decorative purposes. It was so tiny and could fit on a shelf. My mom bought 2 of them, one for herself and one for my grandma as part of a Mother's Day gift. That's cute.
Aww.
Right after my mom got home from buying the tiny chair, she put hers on a shelf in the family room and put my grandma's in a gift bag along with other things she had bought her. She then put the gift bag on her dresser. Like any mother, my mom was the last one to go to sleep that night and the first person to wake up. I'm like, I haven't given birth to a child, but like, that's a mood. So what she found when she woke up freaked her out a little bit.
Oh God.
On her bedroom floor at the foot of her bed were both tiny chairs.
No. Objects do not move by themselves.
Oh yes, they do.
Nope.
These do. They were facing each other as if people were sitting in them having a conversation. Even though she knew deep down none of us kids had touched them, she still asked each of us if we had been the ones to move them. Obviously, no one fessed up because it was the ghost.
Ghost.
Better get on. One night, shortly after my parents' divorce, I'm so sorry, I was laying in bed with one of my cousins. We were in my bedroom, which was in the back right corner of the house. My mom was in the kitchen sitting at the table doing her bills and listening to music from a small radio on the kitchen counter. The kitchen was in the front of the house. It was just the 3 of us in the home that night. Anyhow, my cousin and I were laying in bed just talking and giggling before we would eventually fall asleep. Out of nowhere, loud music started to play from what could have only been coming from the family room, which was in the back left corner of the house. In the family room, we had a 500-disc CD player with surround sound. Dang!
Ooh, snap!
Holy moly, I didn't know y'all were the cool kids!
I wanted to go there in high school.
Yeah, same. They had the best parties. My cousin and I thought my mom was for some reason in the... the loud music playing mood and decided to listen to the Fugees. The Fugees?
What?
The Fugees?
How do you spell it?
F-U-G-E-E-S. The Fugees? The
no.
Fugees?
I don't know.
I don't know. The song... Oh. We're fucking stupid.
Are we?
The song Killing Me Softly was playing basically at full blast. Yeah.
What?
Killing Me Softly. With his words killing me softly.
What?
No, sorry. Oh, okay.
Please don't make fun of me. I'm uneducated.
No, no one's going to make fun of you.
How do you spell it? Fugees?
F-U-G-E-E-S. God, we're so uneducated.
We are.
Don't blame us. We're just from Indiana.
Okay. Anyway, continue.
Since my cousin and I liked that song, we just sang along. When the time came in the song where Lauryn Hill breaks it down, saying, whoa, she typed that.
I'm happy that she typed that for
edit,
you.
Edit that out.
We will not.
We could hear my mom singing along with it too. And boy, was her singing terrible.
Oh.
So my cousin and I started yelling to my mom, shut up. Ah, you're terrible. Stop, mom.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, very bratty preteens.
Love
then
that.
The music stopped, and shortly after, my mom comes in my room asking what we were yelling for. We told her we were trying to sleep, and her music and horrible singing was keeping us up. My mom just looked at us like we were crazy and told us she, in fact, had not been playing her music loudly. She was listening to Destiny's Child, and she most certainly wasn't singing along, let alone loud enough for us to hear her while we were in my bedroom. We were all shook.
Oh.
We knew instantly that it had been our ghost, because if we could hear music playing from the family room while in my bedroom, it would have been loud enough for my mom to hear while in the kitchen, but she hadn't heard anything but our yelling. It's crazy to think about. Out of 500 CDs, the ghost picked the one with a song called Killing Me Softly.
Yikes!
Also, we freaking heard the bitch singing.
Oh my god.
And she was no Beyonce, more like an American Idol reject.
I love that a ghost cannot...
Sing.
Like, can't control. They can control a lot of other things that they should not be able to control. However.
They cannot control.
Can't control the singing.
If
That's me as a ghost, honestly.
I swear.
It's a mood.
If I die and I cannot, like, sing haunting siren songs in a cemetery, I'm going to be enraged.
Same. I would trade a lot of things to be able to sing.
Yeah, same. Me too.
You can sing.
That's... questionable.
I cannot carry a tune in a bucket. As a child, my dad looked at me and said, Taylor, who sings this song? And I said, Shania Twain, daddy. And he said, good, let's let her do it. And I have never been able to forget that.
Fair enough. Listen, but you have passion in your voice.
He was like, please God, make this stop.
Okay. So years go by and stuff is still happening, but nothing as crazy as the singing stuff. I always get a kick out of telling our friends who are visiting all the crazy stories because I was never afraid and I found it hilarious. But one night when I was 18, I had two friends over. The girl actually was living with us at the time and the guy was just there visiting. They were both aware of my house being haunted, and anyhow, for some reason, we were the only three people in the house at the time. We were in the back family room, the same room that had the 500-disc CD player.
Mm.
We were sitting on the sectional couch watching TV. My friend was sitting directly in the middle, and I was next to her. There was a divider between us where you could put your drinks on, and out of nowhere, something dropped from the ceiling between the two of us.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Ma'am, no thank you.
We both looked at each other, kind of freaked out. I looked down, and it was a dime. A freaking dime just fell from the ceiling between us. Needless to say, both my friends ran out of my house as fast as they could.
Oh.
And I was left behind to turn
alone.
Off the TV and all the lights. Because if I didn't, my mom would have chewed my ass out for wasting electricity.
Oh my gosh.
Oh.
No, and can you imagine that, like, run upstairs after all the lights have turned out? Like, a demon's after you.
Oh my god, I cannot.
I have never run so fast in my life. As when I think a demon's after me.
I think, like, I'm trying. I appreciate the sentiment of the dime. I do. So, thank you.
It's
like,
a gift.
Good looks. Appreciate. Say less. But, like, don't drop it. Like, don't embarrass me in front of my pals.
My friends.
Don't embarrass, like, mom.
You're embarrassing me.
Stop.
You're causing a destruction.
Stop throwing money in my head. There's another section of her story. But I want to save it for another grab bag.
Okay. Well, thanks, Brittany. And you get a twofer, Brittany, a BOGO.
Brittany gets a BOGO on
All
this.
Right.
It deserves a BOGO.
Oh, I'm so excited. I'm really sorry that your friends were scared and they left you alone in the house, but I hope you got better friends.
I would like to see a total of how much money you made from this ghost throwing things at your head.
I mean, honestly, if a ghost was throwing money at me, that'd be all right.
Listen.
Would not be that bad.
If somebody's throwing money at me...
Congratulations, you get to keep me.
You get. What do I feel like? I'm like soliciting for a sugar baby.
But like, kind of.
I mean, you are married and I am engaged. We are in no business.
I feel like if I went home and I was like, listen, babe, here's the thing. Here's the sitch. I'm going to get paid XYZ money dollars. Think about the vacations we can go on.
Think of how early we can retire with our Roth IRA if you let me sell feet pics on the internet.
Listen, I'm going to be very clear about one thing. I'm not going to ask my husband if I can sell anything. I'm just going to do what I want to do. If he finds it, good for him.
Play a round of applause.
Thank
because
you.
Because that is the energy we love to see from entrepreneurial women in 2021.
I do what I want.
Baby, it's a side hustle.
Don't play with me and don't play with my money.
No,
I will
don't.
Do what I need to do to get it.
Get that hair, get that bread, and leave.
My new morning affirmation is, I am healthy, I am wealthy,
I am rich, I am that bitch.
I am not, what?
Not,
I'm going to get that bag and I am not going to take no shit.
I love that.
Yeah, every morning.
I love it.
All right, so I'm going to tell you Eli's story.
Ooh, Eli.
Eli, my bud. Eli did not send their pronouns, but that's perfectly okay. But we're going to move forward. I don't believe they say it in the story, but we'll see. Okay. So I wanted to give you guys a quick listener story about sleep paralysis.
No.
Yup.
I know we literally asked for this, but I do not want to hear the story.
I don't care.
Eli doesn't care either.
No.
It's fine. Just you two over there not caring about my feelings.
This is a little nugget that also asked if we could talk about the black-eyed children.
Sweet, listen. Eli, I love you.
But our deepest fears.
My heart hurts for you asking that.
So I have a very stressful job, and it causes me to have frequent sleep paralysis.
Oh, I'm so sorry, honey bun.
Due to sleep paralysis, I always have to sleep facing my boyfriend because he is a light sleeper. And whenever I do have sleep paralysis, the only thing I can move are my fingers. So I always have my hand touching him while I'm trying to fall asleep because that's when it happens. And whenever it does happen, I always scratch him and he wakes me up.
Mm.
Whenever the sleep paralysis happens, I can always kind of know when it's about to happen because I hear a ringing in my ears and it's almost like my body gets shocked and then it starts.
Oh, no.
The worst sleep paralysis I've ever had was a couple of weeks ago when I was trying to fall asleep. I kept hearing scratching on our headboard, and it felt like someone kept trying to touch me. And I was able to move my eyes up, and something very dark was just hovering above our bed. I started scratching my boyfriend's back to get him to wake up, but for some reason, he was sleeping deep that night. And the whole sleep paralysis lasted about an hour until I was finally Jenny is wrapped like a cocoon, like a burrito in her hoodie.
I had to put my hood up for it. It got spooky really quick.
It got spooky real fast. Okay, I started scratching my boyfriend's back to get him to wake me up, but for some reason he was sleeping deep that night, and the whole sleep paralysis lasted about an hour until I could finally get him to wake up. But before that, it sounded like something was whispering in my ear.
No, you better stop. Get your ass up, Eli.
But I couldn't quite make out what they were saying. But this has been going on since I was about 13, and I don't know how to make it stop.
Oh, honey.
If you guys could share this and get some opinions, I would really appreciate it. Love you guys so much, and I can't wait to hear the next podcast.
Oh, we love you too.
Eli!
Take an Ambien.
SOS!
I am concerned. Listen, if you guys have any helpful hints for Eli,
please send him in the group chat. You can find him. He's commented on our posts. He's the one that, or they're the one that comment with all like the lovely hearts and
sweet,
all
sweet,
of the things. So
sweet human.
Feel free to comment on sleep paralysis posts. Poor Nugget.
Oh my God, they so spook me. You know, I have learned that there are people. Where are you?
Oh, God.
It's not funny.
Oh, no.
I'm so sorry. It's inappropriate for me to be laughing.
That's the freaking... The whole episode.
It's inappropriate.
The whole episode is that.
Oh, where if you eat lactose or, like, dairy before you go to sleep, it will make you sleepwalk and have sleep paralysis.
Oh.
Yeah. Yes. Oh. It's a thing.
What? Spooky Selena on TikTok.
Yeah,
she eats what? cheese and chocolate before she goes to sleep, and it triggers her sleepwalking. It freaks me out. I'm not gonna lie. I don't love it. It gives me the heebie-jeebies when people sleepwalk.
It also gives me the heebie-jeebies too, because it looks a lot like there's a demon in you.
It looks a lot like demon possession. It We're does. Not here for it. We don't stand it.
I don't.
What
I
else
don't.
Would a Gen Z say?
Say less.
Say less.
Say less. And that's on sleeping disorders, period. Period.
Duh.
Duh. Facts, no copy.
No cap.
No cap. Capless.
Capless. I cannot.
I don't think they say that.
I don't think they. We say it now, though.
Yo, that shit, capless.
Oh, God, God, we gotta end this because
we are barely hanging on by a thread of relevance. Like, are we embarrassing yet? Are we at like the embarrassing mom age yet?
Oh, I hope so. Because that's like a new level.
Yeah. Try to like get hip with the lingo.
Oh, I was called old the other day.
By whom?
My good friend, the Jimmy Jam.
Oh, the Jimmy Jam. Why are you doing this?
She made fun of me because I put GIFs in my text still. And she was like, okay, mom.
What? Do people not use GIFs anymore? What are GIFs out?
I don't know. I like them. I'm going to keep them.
I like them too. What are GIFs, like the new Minion memes? I cannot.
I just kind of think they're funny.
The Minion memes?
Little. Like, I'm not going to go out of my way for one.
I'm not going to go Google to find one.
Right, but like, if when it happens to stumble its way across my page, you're probably going to get a chuckle out of me.
You can offer it a giggle or two.
Yeah. I'll offer a giggle to the Minion gods that maybe. That's fine.
Minions were ruined for me when this family down in, like, the hick-ass county that I'm from.
Oh, no.
Has a silo.
Oh, yeah.
and they painted it into a Minion, and like now people drive by it and
it's
honk at it.
It's a tourist attraction.
Quote unquote. Yeah. Yeah. A tourist attraction.
BFE Indiana.
God. Oh my God. Oh. Why? Just like things that are embarrassing for like no reason. You know, just like.
Yeah. Just because they are.
Hometowns. I don't know why. Going back to your hometown for some reason is just like mortifying. I can't.
I've made it a Taylor Swift song. I'm very romantic about it.
I can't. I cannot romanticize my hometown. I am so sorry. I would love to try if there was something romantic about it and not traumatic.
I've had many crisis driving to my hometown, but I just like, I got to put that in the back seat. I got to bring the cute and the like little and the things back with me. You know?
I can't.
I gotta try.
I'll bring it up with Kevin, but, like, I don't think there's any way to salvage my drive to my hometown. That applause.
Which is 10 minutes from my hometown.
Yeah, that's how we met.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for joining us. It has been lovely. We hope that you have laughed half as much as we have.
We hope you laughed once at all.
At least once. Just give us a chuckle, please. An LOL, if you will.
Send us a Minion meme.
Please don't.
So Taylor can have a laugh-a-rooney.
Jesus. Okay. If you have a story you'd like to have it featured here on a grab bag episode, you can go ahead and email that to us at littlebitgrim@gmail.com, or you can just head right over to that website.
littlebitgrim.com.
And there is a button that you can push that brings you directly to the email.
Push
it's
the button.
So easy.
Buy a merch if you feel so inclined. Or,
yeah.
Or don't if you don't wanna.
But if you have something that you want that isn't there, you could let us know about that and we could do our things and maybe make that happen.
We are your minions.
Cute!
La, 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 la. Tell us what you would love to see and we will make it happen as long as it doesn't involve us taking eye cream off. So we can,
exactly.
Like, sit here and record in our, like, no makeup. And
it's what we love to do.
Yeah.
All right. Be kind to yourself.
And to others.
Goodbye.